Chodesh Tov, today's daf is Masechet Makot, we're in the second perek, Elohim HaGolim, and we're holding on daf Tet, the three lines down from the top. And the Mishnah said that a Yisrael, Kulam Golan Al Yudei Yisrael, Yisrael Golan Al Yudei Hem, Chutz Miger Toshav. At this point, the Gemara takes the simple approach that Chutz Miger Toshav means that neither would a Yisrael be Goyla because of killing a Ger Toshav, nor would a Ger Toshav be Gola for killing a Yisrael, because the pastors were assuming, as we explained in the Mishnah, the assumption that he would be Neherak. If that's the case, so then that means that we are treating him as an Ovid Kechovim, for all intents and purposes, because it means that it should be exactly the same as a Ger Toshav to a Ger Toshav. In other words, if you're telling me that a Ger Toshav is not included in the parasha of Arei Miklat, which is a reasonable thing to assume. I mean, why would it be included? They're not makabel mitzvahs on themselves, so lechora they should still have that din. And the first statement in the Mishnah made it sound like that's the case. Yeah, chutz beger toshav. Don't make the mistake of thinking ger toshav would be the same in either direction. But then the problem is that the Mishnah says that ger toshav is gola al yedei a ger toshav acher. So then he is included in the parasha of Yirmiyahu. So there's something wrong with the apparent assumptions of that Mishnah. So I ask the Gemara now inside. First, you say that the Ger Toshav is not included. Alma of the Ger Toshav is like an Ovi Kochavim, right? Then you go on to say, Ema Seifa, that a Ger Toshav would go into Galut through murdering another Ger Toshav. Now, what? I mean, what do you say? A Goy goes into Galut? Om Rav Kana Lokash. There's not really a problem over here. Now, we need to understand, as we're going to see ultimately, that the Torah specifically includes Lager Ula Toshav in the Dinim of Arei Mikvah. In which case, living in Eretz Yisrael innately gives you the right to Arei Mikvah. Once a person is a Ger Toshav, and therefore has the right to live as a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael, he does have the Dinim of the Arei Mikvah. Now it needs to be defined precisely where those didn't kick in for him. That's the issue over here. Therefore, it says, Rav Kana lo kasha. It's not a problem. Kan beger toshav shara ger toshav. Look, the din is that galut definitely does appear, but it appears in the case of ger toshav only within the set of relationships between ger and toshav. Whereas kan beger toshav shara Yisrael. If a ger toshav was horeg Yisrael, then there's no din of galut. Now at this point, it's mashma, even in Rashi, Ramban says beferish, that he would not be killed. And once he's included in the parsha of galut, then it's a question of where is galut sufficient to be mechaper, and a moment is it not sufficient to be mechaper. But we can no longer give him the din of an akum that he would be nerag. By the way, Ramban holds even an akum isn't nerag. In other words, this din that you don't need hatra'ah, which many Rishonim hold implies that you're always chayav mita ben b'shogeg ben b'meisid, because after all, hatra'ah is there in order to be mafkin between shogeg u'meisid. The Ramban says it doesn't need hatra'ah, but if it's clearly a shogeg, then there's no din of a chayav mita even on an akum. But in any event, at this point, Rashi himself is mashma that the ger toshav would not be nerag, because his loshen is the lo sagi le begalut. It's insufficient for galut to be mechaper, which is the lashon that we've used all along whenever we're talking about cases that are karav lemezid, so that it's insufficiently powerful to give you a kapara, and therefore it doesn't kick in at all. There's no din of anisha in terms of galut. You don't go into galut as a punishment. So either it's going to be mechaper on you, in which case you'd be in galut, or if it's not mechaper, there's no point in going to galut. But that language certainly implies that there's no chiyuv, certainly not of mita. Now, actually, some come to this same conclusion by analyzing the apparent contradiction in the psukim themselves. Ika derami kroyada. The others point out that the psukim are contradictory. And once we get to the bottom of that contradiction, we now understand what right we have to create a set of ger toshav vis-a-vis the Arei Miklat. So on the one hand, the Torah, when it introduces the dinim of the Arei Miklat, it says, b'feirush livnei Yisrael, v'lager v'latoshav b'tocham. So now, obviously, the toshav keep me in a ger tzedek here. This is b'feirush, lager u'latoshav. I mean, somebody who was a mekabel on himself, sheva mitzvot b'nei noach, but he's not a Jew at all. Tiyena sheish ha'arim ha'ela l'miklat. This is b'feirush, that the din of Arei Miklat applies to a ger toshav. And yet, on the other hand, the Torah seems to be saying the opposite. Because initially it says, Vad Yulachem Harim Limikla, Vad Vidlachem. All need say is Vayu Aharim Lemiklat. Saying Vayu Lachem Lemiklat. So it's saying Lachem Valola Geirim. Now how do you explain that? Says Rav Kahana, there's only one possible explanation, that there exists a set of application of the Arei Miklat, which is inclusive of a Ger Toshav, and a set which is not inclusive of a Ger Toshav. What else are you going to say? So there must be a din of Arei Miklat, and that would be a Ger Toshav Shara Ger Toshav. On the other hand, a Ger Toshav is not part of the overall set of Arei Miklat, so that a Ger Toshav Sharag Yisrael would not be included. Lo kasha, kan beger Toshav Sharag Yisrael, kan beger Toshav Sharag Ger Toshav. And that sort of fixes everything up from both ends. Now we know where we got it from the Pesukim. And now we understand that the Mishnah was in no way contradictory. Vramini. Lefichach, since there are Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, where we say over there we do not require a separate azhara and a separate anisha. So over there, the azhara per se, wherever it says not to do something, as one of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, that itself is mitatan. We don't need to say yomut or anything else. Since that is true, so because of that, continues the Braita, because of that, it would mean that a ger, v'oved kochavim, shehargu, they would always be ne'eragim, which is mashra afilu b'shogim, because b'nei ne'ach don't require hatra'ah. And if hatra'ah is there, the Sabrach understands to be maftim, so then no matter what the case would be, they would be ne'erag. So in this, the problem over here is that in this case it's saying that a ger and an oved kochavim are part of the same set. This ger, lefichach, ger v'oved kochavim ne'eragim. Mashba, under the same circumstances, where the goy would be nerag, the ger toshav would be nerag. So, ma oved kochavim lo shanakoto bar mine, lo shanakoto la bar mine, whether he kills someone of the same set, who's also a goy, or he kills somebody who's not in the same set, so he kills the Yisrael, it's exactly the same halacha. There's no differences in din between one goy who kills another goy and a goy who kills the Yisrael. It's chay of the same mitah. So then if you're saying in the same sentence, you're putting the ger toshav together with the akum, then you're saying that's true of a ger toshav too. Av ger lo shel tekato bar mine, lo shel tekato the lav bar mine. It wouldn't matter whether he kills another ger toshav. Under the same circumstances, he would be ne'erag. So I thought you just said from Nar Mishnah and from the Psukim that that's not the case. That if a ger toshav kills another ger toshav, and it's bishogeg, that he does have galut. Omer of Chista, well, look, says Rav Chista, is obviously different cases. I mean, there are cases where you're not going to be chayev galut as Yisrael either, right? Let's say, you could say the difference is, kanshar go derech yirida, kanshar go derech aliyah, so there's a derech yirida. So in a case of a derech yirida, there's a din of galut on Yisrael. So there where Yisrael is galut, so yunani sagilei begalut. Therefore, the galut is good for him too. But derech aliyah, where Yisrael is potter, so then in that case, he does not have the option of galut, and therefore he should be ne'erag. Says Rabbi, that's a little ridiculous. V'lav kal v'chomer, you're telling me by yirida, derech yirida, where Yisrael does have galut. And over there you're saying, okay, so if it's good enough for Yisrael, the galut, to be mechaper on him, it's if good enough for him, sagile begalut. Derech aliyah, where the Yisrael is potter, I mean, the reason that the Yisrael is potter is because it's more close to ones. Because since he's fighting gravity over there, he's not going down. So he's making sure his piano is not going to go down. He wants his piano to go up. If something happens and the piano falls, we'll see what happens, whether it slips or whether the cable breaks. But if the piano falls over there, it's closer to onus than it is to mezid. And therefore, there's more of a reason to say he's potter from mitah, not that he would be chayav. So how would you come up with such a distinction? Derech aliyah Yisrael patur, you're going to say, there he's ne'erag. Because what? Is that good enough for him to go to galut? So kill him. Yeah, what kind of svar is that? Okay, so Ela I say, says Rav, a very, very simple distinction, which indeed is astonishing that Rav Chista doesn't say it. We'll see why it is that Rav Chista doesn't say it. I say it's very simple. The case what we'd have to look for is a case that is similar to a mazid. Now, the case that's similar to a mazid would be a guy who claimed ignorance of the law. So he was an Omer Mutar. So he claimed that he never heard of the fact that you're chayev mitah for killing anybody, and he, certain people that ought to be killed. We all agreed to that. So he thought the Torah was very much on the side of the people who would kill those kind of people, you know.
Dostoevsky.
No, exactly. So it's an Omer Mutar, Omer Le'abaye. Wait a minute, Omer Mutar. Isn't an Omer Mutar an onus? We had this discussion earlier between Rav and Abaye. Omale says Rava, no, Shani Omer. Omer Mutar is indeed a Korov Lemezit. So now what's happening is that Rav Chista apparently did not want to say this answer. Must be because indeed he agreed with Abaye. Because why would he say such a funny thing about the Derech Aliyah, Derech Yiridah? Must be that he had an aversion to utilizing Omer Mutar as a Korov Lemezit, and indeed he holds it's a Korov Lahonis, in which case he runs into the problem with Omer Mutar. Why would he be Nerag for Omer Mutar? He's more Korov to an Onis. And indeed, says the Gemara, in that, Ozdala Tamaya, Rav Chista and Rava have a standing argument about how to view an Omer Mutar. De Itma. Kasavur Behima Venim Tsa'adam. So here we have the classic moose hunting mistake. This was actually the hunter that was dressed up as a moose to attract a moose, and somebody shoots him. So it turns out that he's actually not a moose at all. He is a human. V'nimtza adam, or a knani. V'nimtza ger toshav. So the guy is dressed like a guy. You think he's a guy, but it's really shemer shemer mitzvah b'nei ne'er. So in such a case, Rava Omer chayav. So Rava says he's chayav because this is the equivalent of Omer Mutar. Why is it the equivalent of Omer Mutar? Because what Rava holds is, in any case where the problem is ignorance of the facts, I don't care whether ignorance of the facts is ignorance of the legal facts, ignorance of the substantive facts, what is he? I mean, it's up to you as a human being to know the facts. So that is basically an Omer Mutar. I thought I was allowed to shoot the guy, either because he deserves to be shot, and I thought you're supposed to kill people that deserve to be shot, or because he's a moose, and it's moose season. Whatever, it's the same thing. So according to Rava, Omer Mutar is Karav Lemezid. Whereas Rav Chista says he's Potter, because an Omer Mutar is actually an Onus. So this is now a standing question as to whether there is such a thing as an Omer Mutar that would be Mechayev now Mita. This is referring to a Ger again. Remember, not for Yisrael, it wouldn't be such Chayev Misa. But in terms of the Ger Torshav, he holds the Ger, and interestingly, we happen to have an entire discussion in the Torah about precisely this issue. In the case of a goy. Well, what was the case? Very simple. Remember that Avimelech was fooled by Avram into believing that Avram's wife was his sister. So he thought she was available. So now he takes her. And what happens? God appears to him. And as Rava points out to Rav Chista, according to you, this pasuk makes no sense. He tells Avimelech, Hincha meit ala isha shelakacha, you're a dead meat. You're going to be killed because of the fact that you took this guy's wife. I mean, he obviously had no idea that it was this guy's wife. He thought that she was the Penuya. So when God tells him, you're dead, I mean, that appears to me he's Chayav Mita, says Rava. My love be de Adam. The fact that he, Avimelech, is claiming that he had no idea is obviously not a Ptur. I mean, this is God's own decision. I mean, to trust God, no? So it must mean that he's an Omer Mutar, and yet he's Chayav. Says Rav Chista, no, it doesn't mean that. It means bidei shamayim. It doesn't mean the court has any right to act on it. God can ascertain these issues, and whatever the din b'shamayim is. I mean, maybe in another case, it would be a reasonable thing for the guy to say, I didn't know. I mean, but that's already up to, it's a judgment call. Okay, so God has judgment. But, I mean, you're not going to say that it would be something that the Beit Din would act on prima facie, right? I mean, just because he's there. Okay, so, and therefore, I'll prove it to you, by the way, says Rukis. I'm not just saying this, because when you read, it says that actually Avimelech said this to God. He says, what? I mean, the guy told me that it's his sister, and you're going to kill now a tzaddik. This is not fair, and I had no idea, and he told me himself that it's his sister. And God agreed with him, because he tells him, that indeed, you know, I took care that you would not be mechato li. You wouldn't sin to me. What do you mean, wouldn't sin to me? I mean, if the issue is he's going to be killed in court, you should say, I saw to it that you wouldn't be in a position to be killed in court. I mean, mechato li. Says Rava, what kind of business is that? And when Yosef says to the woman who's trying to seduce him, how can I do this? I would be sinning to God. What do you mean, only be sinning to God? He wouldn't be called into court. Vechatati l'Elohim, l'Elohim v'lo Adam. It means it's a sin to God, but the din is masur la'adam. No, what's the problem with that? Zorchanami, dinomasur ladama. The fact that it says in the pasuk mechatoli means something. Of course, the sin to me, that's the issue. The sin to me may be enforceable in a human court, maybe not. I mean, but certainly irrelevant to what we're talking about over here. I, Taina, says Rava, when it says in chameit, it means across the board, in a human court. Hate the Abayel Rava. Look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is responding to what Avimelech said. Read what Avimelech said. He said, Hagoy gam tzadik taharog. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him with the words, Gam anochi adati ki betom levavcha. I don't understand. So you see that God agrees with him. I know that you did this out of a pure heart, and therefore I prevented your sin. Lo netaticha lingoa eleha. So apparently, says Abaya, you're wrong. But this is right in saying that he was really potter. No. You're not reading it right, says Rava. What God was answering him was like this. Hatam. What we now came to explain in the nature of the pasuk, where it says "Va'ata Hashev Eshe Ta'ish Kinaviu," what does that mean? We could tell this from the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch was not agreeing with him that had he lamaisa sinned, he would have been chayev. On the contrary, you say you're a tzaddik, but you're not a tzaddik because analyze the pasuk. Give the guy's wife back because he's a prophet. You mean the only guy who gets a wife back is a prophet? What was that supposed to mean? Give the guy's wife back because he's a prophet. Makes no sense at all. Eishet Navi, who the Teader, the Lav Navi, lo Teader. So if he's not a prophet, he doesn't get his wife back. Ela, Kidar Kamer, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Obviously, the only way to understand this pasuk is the way Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani explained it. Yom Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Omar Rabbi Yonatan, Ochi Kamer. There's still issues here. Ata Hashev Eishet Ha'ish. First thing to do is get that woman out of your house. Give her back to her husband. That has nothing to do with his being a prophet. That's Mekomako. Now, as to your claim that you are a tzaddik, you said, hello, who am I, Achoti? As far as that's concerned, the guy we're dealing with over here is a pretty on-the-ball guy. I mean, he's a Navi. He's pretty sensitive to the way that he's treated. Now, he comes into town, you know, and the first thing they ask him is this your wife? What's he supposed to think? Mimcha lamad. I mean, as far as telling you, of course not. She's not my wife. Never saw her before. Nope. So because that mimcha lamad, that he learned from you. Achsanayhu. Here's a guy, and he's bald at years, he's coming to town, looking for a hotel room. He walks into the hotel. Is this your wife? Well, what should you be asking me? Have you had enough to eat? Where would you like to set your strings down? Could somebody take your horse? I mean, this is ridiculous. Is this your wife? So first thing you ask a guy is, how would you like a meal? The kitchen is down the hall. I mean, obviously, he got pretty nervous at that point, so he responded as he needed to respond. In which case, mikan shebenor ne'arak shayalo lilmod lolamad. If anything, it implies, as I'm saying, says Rava, that since HaKadosh Baruch was telling him, don't give me this tzaddik jazz. So you see from here that indeed, if he was ayalo lilmod, so then indeed he's responsible for not having learned the facts, which is the equivalent of the Omer Mutar. As we saw earlier, it doesn't matter whether we're talking about legal facts or logistical facts. The idea over here is not justification. The idea is that communication takes place not in a vacuum, but in a context. It's the same thing if somebody makes a netter to an anas. Okay, so now the tax collector comes to buy, you know. Okay, so you swear that you're holding this bank account only for somebody else. Of course. So I swear, absolutely. The din over there is that has no legal meaning. Because he knows that you know that if you don't swear, there goes your bank account. So he knows that when you're swearing at somebody else's bank account, you don't mean a word of it. The same thing as Rav Avimelech. What are you telling me? He said, of course he said, you put him into the position where he had no choice but to say. So what does that mean to you? You know perfectly well that the information was skewed in order to give you the excuse to take her. That's all. So therefore, he never told you that she's his sister. He never said that.
Avram uses this as a method of getting rich.
That's the dirty part. We don't even discuss that.
But isn't that he understands the context perfectly well? He's about to manipulate the situation where his wife is put in a situation where he knows nothing's going to happen, but at the same time he's going to get what he needs because this guy wants his wife.
So
he's fully aware of what's
going on. Wait a minute. See, it sounds to me Like you are reducing things to a morality plan.
No.
Life is very complex. Let's separate the issues. Let's separate the issues. Okay. One is the question of what Avram was doing, and the other is the question of what Avimelech's information was. The fact that I may make use of your desire to fool yourself has nothing to do with the fact that you are fooling yourself.
Okay.
Right? All right. So, there we go. Things are seldom what they seem. Dear President, Hasuma Enogola, Devi Rabbi Yehuda, a blind man is never going to go into Galut. Rabbi Meir Omer Gola, we'll see that this is a question of how we read the Pasuk. Hasone Enogola, somebody who hates is not considered to be in the Parsha at all. It appears to me, no matter what the circumstances are. In other words, the Torah excludes him from the Din of Ari Miklat, even though it was clearly an accident.
This is what he hits in the context of the person that he is.
He kills a guy that we know he's hated for years.
Not a hater.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. Rabbi Yossi Omer Hasonei Neharag, on the contrary, the guy who hates him is assumed to have killed him and does not require Hatra'ah. Bibdei Shihukum Mu'ad. It's as if he set the whole thing up. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon, who of course in general always understands the logic of the pasuk, that's the first time it occurs. He says, "Well, obviously, yesh sonei golev, yesh sonei shenei golev. Doesn't it? It depends on the context. If it's possible to have set this up, so then obviously he would not go into galut. If it wasn't a setup, so then he would go into galut. Because what would it have to do with the fact that he's a sonei? So zeaklal." If we could see a way in which the guy would have set this up, so then he would be not going in the Kulut and the Galut. Shalola da'atarag, but if it's clearly an accident, areze golev. So starting on the bright, explain the machloket between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So below ra'ut, here it says in the Torah specifically that somebody is now throws an evan asher yamut below ra'ot, doesn't see. Below ra'ot means that he could see, doesn't he? Just doesn't. So that's mashma prat l'sumat, if reviewed it. If there was no chance of his seeing at all, and he would never have seen, there's not much point in saying he threw it below ra'ot, and therefore it's telling you that someone who is a suma is insufficiently aware of his surroundings to be included in the responsibility of galut. Rabbi Meir Omer, Beloraot is Lurabotasuma. On the contrary, since the Torah is saying that he is not able to see, and therefore he made the mistake of throwing the stone, that includes somebody who can't see. Okay, well, what's it boiled down to? My time to Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, what's Rabbi Yehuda really saying over here? Well, Rabbi Yehuda says it says originally, Asher Yavot Re'eu Biyar. We have a general statement. Anybody who comes with a friend into a forest and knows that the guy is there. Now, that would certainly include a summa. Comes along now below Ra'ut to tell me that you're now miate, that if you cannot see, so then the din would be prat l'suma. Rabbi Meir, below Ra'ut itself would mean lema'et. Below Ra'ut means he is now, as we said, able to see in other cases. But when it says bivli da'at, you didn't talk about that pasuk. So there it says bivli da'at. So now if it's bivli da'at, why is there another miut? Havi miut achar miut. Vein miut achar miut, el el rabot. So therefore, since the Torah is stressing to miutim, what it's saying is don't be mumayat, the obvious case there, of the suma. Comes along, therefore, Rabbi Meir to say that he's being marbed a suma. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said bivli da'at. Bivli da'at means something else entirely. We darshan bivli da'at to mean prat limitkaven udiata. That's the case where a guy was mechayev to kill a behema or to kill a kanani in MC Yisrael. Those cases that we call mitkaven for something else. Bivli da'at is without full connection to the events, but it's not the same level as bivli ra'ot. Rabbi Yossi Omer hasonei neherak. How could this sonei be neherak without atra? I don't get it. Volo atrobe. Ah, Rabbi Yossi, as we saw earlier, is not Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, it's Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yudai. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudai Omer, Chaver Eino Tzarich Hatra'as. According to Rabbi Yossi, Stam, Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, the din of the Hatra'as is actually part of the Etzem Edut. It's not a question of establishing that he knows. So even if he gave Hatra'at himself, it wouldn't be sufficient, Rabbi Yossi. So we need, therefore, to have Hatra as part of the actual din, not to establish what he knows. So clearly this can't be Rabbi Yossi, but it can be Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says, if we know that he knows, because this is a chaver, so he's well-versed in these halachas, so then why would we need to establish that he's aware of the implications of what he's doing? A chaver, I know it's a richatra. If he shall not need hatra, I'll lafkin ben shogeg, let me see it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, well, it depends on the circumstances. Yesh so negole. Tanya. Kate Saramar Rabbi Shimon, yesh so negole, yesh so negole. Explain to me now, where would Rabbi Shimon hold that the sone is not gole? Where would we say it's gole? Well, let's say it's nifsak. If now the cable breaks, so if the cable breaks when he's taking his piano down, so then we assume that a breaking cable is not something that he can arrange at exactly the moment, that the cable should be exactly weak enough that he has it all planned out, that this guy is going to be passing under his piano, who is your life insurer, at that particular moment. And, I mean, that's
worse than the movies.
Yeah, with the brakes, it always works perfectly, right? So that we don't believe he could have arranged. Mash Enkein. If he happens to lose hold of the cable just at that moment, so then Ein Achinami, then the sone would be considered to be here. I mean, he must have done it on purpose. So it depends, you know. So if it was Nifsak, that's a case of Golas. If it's Nishmat, it's not Golas. How could you say that's what Rabbi Shimon is referring to? If there's a Braita that reports Rabbi Shimon is saying, Lo'olam Eino Gola. Lo'olam Eino Gola means nobody. Not an Oev, not a Sone. There's never Galut in a case unless it is Shiamet, not Nifsak. Rashi Shiamet Machatzalom Yado. So a guy now is using a trowel. Rashi actually brings the French trowel. So a trowel now that he's using on his roof, that was the case of the Magilas. is a trowel. Anyway, it's always a case where it would be nishmat. So if it's nishmat, so in that case, we would have only there would there be a golas. And he does not chalak between sone and oev. Now, this makes no sense at all, because then we have a kasha on every level over here. Kasha nifsak a nifsak. Kasha nishmat a nishmat. Both cases are problematic over here. Because, I mean, in the one hand, he's saying, first braita, he's saying, well, it depends. There are cases where the sone, in fact, would not be gola, and cases where he is. Now, here he's saying that you would never go into galut in a case of where it was nifsak if the cable breaks. And furthermore, over here, he's saying that even in the case of nishmat, the sone would be considered to be a shogeg. I thought nishmat is definitely a case of where we assume it was bemazed. Says the Gemara, no, we need to redo this. Nifsak on nifsak lokasha. Now, there's a girsa problem over here. And Rashi goes into great detail as to why the girsaot should be rejected, and we should only take the girsa of the nishmat on nishmat lokasha haba ohev habesonei. Nifsaka, nifsak lokasha, harebi vaha rabbanan. And that is the, says Rashi, absolutely the only way to correctly read this Gemara. So this is the way we'll learn it, okay? So according to Rashi, we understand it like this. Where it says nishmat is goleh. That case of nishmat being goleh, you thought meant is anybody? Oev v'sone? Absolutely not. That case was talking about an oev. And that oev, we are not koshed. Arranged it to drop the piano just as the guy was walking under it. Where it said nishmat or implied that nishmat is not goleh, that's talking about a sone, and that it said before, Farish. Yesh sone goleh, yesh sone she'eno goleh, and that's the case of nishmat. The sone wouldn't be goleh. So now, but now you're saying nifsak, that nifsak is not goleh. Why is nifsak not goleh? You forgot that there's a machlokas Rebbe in the Rabbonin, didn't you? We have the machlokas Rebbe and Rabbonin in the Mishnah as to what the din is if the head flies off the handle, remember? So this is dependent in that, because where it says nifsak is goleh, and that's mashma, nifsak is goleh, under any and all circumstances, even in the case of a sone, koshkein, where it's an oe, that's true, but it's only true according to Rabbonin. Because over there, what we're saying is nishmat, in the same way that if the barzel flew off of the handle and killed somebody, he's goleh. The Nifsak HaHevel is similar to that case of Nishmat HaBarzel. Basically, you're left holding the handle. And there you are, like an idiot, holding a handle where the top has flown off. Right? So you're holding a cable with a piano, except there ain't no piano, because now the cable is cut, the piano has fallen on this guy, and you're still holding on to it. So those two cases are similar. And that, according to the way that we understand now, the Rabbanan, so Inochinami, that's the case that the Torah is coming to talk about. You were not even, you're being Isaac in the handle, and yet, because of the fact that the top flew off, you're chayev. You're holding the cable broke, and the top flew off. In this case, the top is a piano. You're chayev. Exactly the same case. But according to Rebbe, remember that Rebbe holds that the understanding of the Nashala Barzel is actually the Nishala Barzel. So that the Barzel knocked something out of the wood. Not that the Barzel went flying. So if that would be the case, so then what we'd have to say is, remember, according to Rebbe, the holding is kocho. That's the chiddush. But enoch inami, for the thing to go flying off or for a cable to snap, that's considered to be korov la'ones. Because that's not something it was up to you. You did everything you could. I mean, what are you supposed to be, an engineer now, to figure out? We use x-rays to figure out that there's a small breaks in the metal. I mean, that's not considered to be korov la'mezit, or in the middle between mezit and ones. That's korov la'ones. So according to the enoch inami, a case of nishmat doesn't exist. Not for an oyev, of nifsak. Doesn't exist, not for an oyev, and not for a seni. Because it's not something that you're ever chayev galutin. In which case, there would be no way to figure out, that's how Rashi understands it, there'd be no way to figure out a case, aliva to Rabbi, where according to Rabbi Shimon, a seni would be golet. Because every case that you could think of would always be a korov la'ones, according to the way now Rebbe understands it. Tosfos says it doesn't make sense. I mean, to say there's no, why would we say that aliba to Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon never said that there are cases where a sonei could be gole? I mean, just because we can't have the cable breaking doesn't mean we can't have a case. So Tosfos says, I mean, let's say a guy's on the roof, taking care of his roof, falls off the roof onto this guy and kills him. So that, I mean, if the guy hadn't been under him, he would have been killed. He could have been killed with the guy. We don't assume he hates him that much since Thomas Nafshi and pleased him, you know. So it's clearly an accident. I mean, that's all we need to establish it's clearly an accident. We don't need to say it's an accident because necessarily a cable breaks. But in Okinami, these two brayta that are focused on the difference between Ohev and Sone in the case of a cable breaking, or saying that you're never chayev if there's a cable breaking, is very simple to explain. There is a difference of a cable breaking if you hold that a cable breaking is included in the din of galut. In order to say that, you'd have to learn v'nashala barzel, that the head flies off the hatchet. But if you hold that it's v'nishala barzel, effectively, that the hatchet knocks something else off, but a breaking cable or a breaking hatchet is not included under the dinim of galut, you can't make that particular distinction, and that's true. So these two brayot are perfectly logical, both in the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, because they're reflecting the different sheetot of Rabbi and the Rabbonin, which has nothing to do with Rabbi Shimon's approach of understanding what the pasuk means when it says v'hulo sonela. That's something else. Fine. Yes? Leichan golin. Now, where do you go into galut when you go into galut? I mean, you never read the pasuk? What does the Mishnah have to tell you? Like, I'm Golim. It's strange. But it isn't really, you see. Because it would have been possible, say the Achron, it would have been possible to understand that there are regional Ari Miklat. In other words, you might think that an Ir Miklat is functional for someone who lives within the closest region to that particular Ir Miklat. But you cannot utilize any Ir Miklat wherever you are. Therefore, comes along the Mishnah to say, the Ari Miklat are available to all. So, Leichan Golin L'Arei Miklat, and the Arei Miklat is any of the Arei Miklat. And there are six. I think Mara's going to ask, there's really 48, and it's not six. But there are six that the Torah does mention as being Miyuchadot as Arei Miklat. The other Arei Leviim also provide Miklat, but they're not official Arei Miklat. Now, and we'll see what the Nafkamina is La'alok in terms of somebody who's searching for an Ir Miklat. And there were three in Eber HaYarden, and there were three in Eretz Kinan. Shenemar, and that it says in the pasuk, et shlosh ha'arim titnu me'ever liyarden, ve'et shlosh ha'arim titnu be'eretz kinan, arei miklat tihyena. So it says beferush. Now, the thing is that the six work only in conjunction with the entire function of arei miklat. There's no such thing as having a single ir miklat or a group of arei miklat. It's either a functioning whole system, providing for miklat or nothing provides miklat. And therefore, the truth is that until the ones were already selected in Eretz Yisrael, Richie, the three in Eber HaYarden did not work. Nonetheless, Moshe Rabbeinu set them aside, as we'll see, because he wanted to begin a mitzvah that was Bali Yado, even though he wouldn't be able to finish it. Exactly. You need to have all six functioning. And the fact is that the cities are interrelated as a single system in terms of the road system, which connects these cities. So now, it says you're supposed to, this is a separate chiyuv, the chiyuv of making sure that there is a national highway system that links these cities to each other is a separate chiyuv, where it says tachin lecha haderech, v'shilashta gvul artzecha, so that these are the only cities that are need to be linked on the national highway system.
But the cities need to be accessible by that highway, not that the cities themselves are.
No, it's a system which links the cities to each other. That's why it says Zulazu. It's part of the din of the system. It's not simply a lot of accessibility. It's the systematic interrelation. In other words, we're including in this Mishnah the concept of the Arei Miklat functioning only as a whole instead of logistically. Here's a city where you could be protected. That's not the point. And people misunderstand this. It's an extremely profound issue about the entire vision of what Arei Miklat are. Is that Arei Miklat provide a completely different sense of presence in Eretz Yisrael, which, by the way, links back to the Ger Toshav. The reason that a Ger Toshav is included in Arei Miklat is because Arei Miklat are the key to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu sets aside those Shalosh Arim B'chutz La'aretz, it's part of his Tefillah B'gzocha to K'nisa La'aretz, in which he assumes that the coming into Eber HaYarden would be the equivalent of his finding a heter for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shvuah and allowing him to come in, as Rashi points out. So that the idea of these cities is a superposition of some type of conceptual other world over Eretz Yisrael, which either functions as a whole or doesn't function. When it functions, Eretz Yisrael is accessible. When it doesn't function, then you don't really have a true Yerushat Ha'aretz. There's many rayas to this, including the fact that the entire remez in the Torah, as the Rambam points out, to the coming of a Messiah is only in one place, or a Miklat. That if the day will come when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mosif on your territory, you'll need three new Arei Miklat. Says the Rambam, that never happened. There's no reason for the Torah to have set a din that never happened unless it's going to happen. Therefore, it must be that there will be a Tosefet of Eretz, etc., etc. So that means the entire nature of our relationship to Eretz Yisrael and to Malchus Shamayim ultimately achieving a fullness of the Yerush of Eretz Yisrael is linked to the Arei Miklat. For the further reference, I urge you to make sure you read the framework essay, Roads to Nowhere. So now we have the Vishilashta, and this needs to be split. So it's a geometric pattern now, which is amazing, because these roads don't go anywhere. They don't go anywhere. I mean, these are not big cities. They're not allowed to be big cities. These have to be small-sized cities. And yet the roads have to be maintained at public expense, and they need to be eight-lane superhighways, and they need to have signs every kilometer that points to the city Ir Miklat, and they have to have gas stations every kilometer. I mean, it's insane, right? I mean, this is a mad international system over here. I mean, it's bigger than the Roman Derech HaMelech. Absolutely astonishing. So obviously there's a point of roads to nowhere. That's the idea. And that needs to be mishulash, which we'll see what that means. It means that they need to be geometrically split. Now, we're always Muslim Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, where somebody is being sent to an Ir Miklat, who's going to an Ir Miklat. We'll see where it is that somebody goes to an Ir Miklat, whether that's necessarily that Beis Din sends you to an Ir Miklat or you run to an Ir Miklat. We're going to talk about that. We give you two Talmidei Chachamim to discuss the situation with the Goel Adam, who may want to shoot you before you get to the Ir Miklat. These two Talmidei Chachamim are meant to explain that really the guy shouldn't be killed and don't get so hot-blooded. It was all a mistake. Because Shema Yargen Abaderech, he may end up getting killed on the road. And so that means that there's a chiev of, it says, Vayedabru Elav. What's the Vayedabru Elav? They speak to the Goel Adam. Rabbi Meir says, no, he is the one who has to stand up for himself. So obviously he's saying something. See, according to the Chachomim, what it's referring to, the Zedvar Rotzeach. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Look, it's not as simple as it appears. There's two stages to this. Somebody kills somebody, b'shogeg. Or for that matter, somebody shoots someone. Now, but it's b'mezi, b'shogeg is irrelevant initially. Someone who is involved in manslaughter has got a problem because there's somebody that may come and shoot him. Okay, so b'tchila, before we even go to court, I mean, the first thing a guy does is he goes to Irmiklat. Echad shogeg v'echad mezi is magdimim. He goes first to Irmiklat before somebody can come to avenge the death. Now, then Beit Din shochinim evinotam mishan. Beit Din now sends him a protected a convoy to take him to court. And if he's found to be chayev mita b'beit din, so fine, so they carry out that din. Or guhu. If lo nitchayev mita, and there was no chayev of galut either, because it was a karav lemez or whatever the case may be, so then patru, they send him back home. Mishen et chayev galut, then machzirino tolam komo, you put him back in the city. But note that this is merumas in the pasuk, because the pasuk says, yitzilu leidat arotzeach, Miad Goel Adam. So now the Beit Din, the Eidah, is supposed to save the murderer from the hands of the avenger, and he shivu oto Eidah Lir Miklat. What do you mean, bring him back? Not bring him back. Send him to an Ir Miklat. So obviously he'd already been in the Ir Miklat. What was he doing in an Ir Miklat? He ran there for protective custody in the first place. So there's two stages to this. There's the Ir Miklat as protective custody prior to the definition, determination of the din by the court. And then there's the court get potter, in which case nobody's allowed to kill. They give him a chayiv and galut, in which case he's sent back. Or they themselves can kill him, as the case may be. Tana Rabbana. Shalosh sharim yivdil Moshe beivar ha-Yarden. Uchenegdan yivdil Yehoshua be'eretz Kinan. So that there were three cities, Moshe set aside in Abraham Yarden, Yoshua set aside three cities that were actually parallel to those cities in Eretz Kanaan. If you take a look at an aerial view of Eretz Yisrael, you will see that these three cities were precisely facing each other, the way two rows in a vineyard would have their vines planted, facing each other, and basically Hebron in Yehuda is directly across Betzer in the Midbar, which gives us hints as to which Betzer we're referring to. Shechem in Har Ephraim is directly across the city of Ramot in the Gilad, in Eber HaYarden. Kedesh in Har Naphtali is directly across the city of Golan in the Bashan. And Veshilashta means Shiyu Meshulashim. It means that these should be now set as, each one of them should be set as a third, which means, non-intuitively, which means that they are each set within the third. In other words, Shiyeh Midarom LeChevron, starting at the border. When you start at the border, the distance from the border to Hebron should be the equivalent as the distance of Hebron to Shechem. Now, this doesn't make sense because that puts you twice as far from Hebron as if you murdered between Hebron and Shechem, where you have a city on either end. So someone who murders at the border is going to have to go all the way to Hebron, where somebody who murders between Hebron and Shechem is only going to go half the way to Hebron, because otherwise you can go to Shechem. And yet the Torah is saying, v'shilashta, that it needs to be mishulash, perfectly. So we would have four chalakim. And, right, and the same thing is Bechevron to Shechem is the same distance as Shechem to Kedesh, and Mishchem to Kedesh is the same distance as Mikedesh with Tzafon, which again brings the same problem to the fore, because now you're going to be all the way at the border, you have to go all the way down to Kedesh in the south. And that's true in the same thing as in the Eber HaYarden. So the first thing the Gemara has a problem with is that it's absolutely crazy on the face of it to put the same number of cities in Eber HaYarden that you'd put in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, if you're talking about murder on a prorated basis, so let's say we expect to have five per 100,000 population accidental murders per year, let's say. So then you should need, for a much larger population in Eretz Yisrael, where you've got 10 Shvatim, as opposed to the 2.5 Shvatim that are in Eber HaYarden. So how does that make sense? You're telling me that you're going to have Tlat, Eber HaYarden Tlat, and Be'eretz Yisrael Tlat. Omar Abaye, well, that's because in Gilad, there's a lot of murderers. So that area is known for its violence.
Wait, these are accidental.
Lovely question. But these are accidental. And so, as the Maral beautifully points out, Well, of course, the number of accidents is directly proportional to the extent to which murder is important. So if you're living in the Palestinian territories, car accidents are 40 times, because murder is meaningless. If murder is meaningless, so is insane driving meaningless, because life is meaningless. So therefore, once you've got a defining morality downwards, it goes through the shogeg just as well as it goes through the mazid, which of course is profoundly nogeya, the whole idea of the relationship of the subconscious shogeg elements here to the mazid. So so as it says beferish in a pasuk, Gilad Kiryat Poalei Aven, Akuba Midam. Akuba Midam? Akuba Midam? Is that just like up to your ankles in blood? Or what is the meaning of Akuba Midam? Amr Rav Elazar Okbim, it means that they would sit there and plan different ways which they could ambush people. You know, La Rog Nefashot. Okay, now explain to me the logic of saying that from a border town to the nearest Ir Miklat is twice as far as to an Ir Miklat when you're in the middle of the country. How do you explain that? So Masha Mehagisa Mehagisa, the Merchaki, why on either end of the border, north or south, do you have to travel so far to the Ir Miklat? Umayshna Mitziyai, and how come when you're in the middle of the country, between any two Ir Miklat, so then you have half the distance to travel. So therefore it's a Bikarvin. Says Abaya, well, you know, Shechem is also known to be a pretty rotten place, as we know. So Shechem is also, was always Shechichi Rotzchim, and things haven't changed. It's amazing. So the middle of the country is also a bad place, is what it's saying.
Oh,
that's why you need to have Ari Miklat closer at hand. So, because we find also the Pusik referring to that, Uchake Ish Gedudim, like a Chever Kohanim, Derech Yeratzechu Shechma Gizima Asu. What is that supposed to mean? A Chever Kohanim? Yeah, I'm Rebbe Lazar, you know. It was the same, like, you know, you're going to collect Truma as a coin. Yeah, well, today we're going to go murder, you know, as a group of murderers. Oy mitchabrim la'arog nefashot, ke kohanim alalo shebechabrim l'chalok trumot bebet agranot. You know, so, I mean, over there, you also have, it's common. Ask the Gemara, wait a minute, there's only six cities, Vetuleka? Doesn't it say, v'aktiv aleim tetum arba'im v'shtayim here? That, and over and above these six cities, there are also 42 cities of the Levian, all of which are kolate. So that gives you 48 Ari Miklat altogether. Omer Abaye, well, yes, they're kolate, but there's a difference, a very important difference, halakha. Halalu, the shesh Ari Miklat are kotot, bein ladat, bein shelo ladat. Whether you ran away there in order to find klita or not, you just happened to be in that town, doesn't matter. No vengeance is acceptable in Ari Miklat that were defined as such. But the definition as such is only the sheikh. Therefore, it doesn't require your definition as such, because the city is that. But the other 42 cities are not defined as Ari Miklat. You can use them as an Ir Miklat, but then it requires your definition. So if you just happen to be in town not even knowing that this is an Ir Miklat, it's not kolate. And therefore, halalu, the other 42 cities, ledaat koltot, shelo ledaat eno koltot. Only if you're going there not as a tiyul, you're going there in order to find yourself klita. Chutz mi'alidei ger toshav. Alba ger toshav, for all intents and purposes, zanovi kachom. Ema seifa ger toshav gola alidei ger toshav amur of kana lokasha kan be ger toshav shara ger toshav. Kan be ger toshav shara Yisrael. Fact, ikadur amikroi adadi. On the one hand, it says of Nei Yisrael, v'la ger v'la toshav betocham tiyena sheisharim. And on the other hand, it says, v'ayu lachem harim lemiklat, lachem, which means lo legerim. Omrif kana lokasha kan ger toshav sharag Yisrael, kan ger toshav sharag ger toshav. Vramini. Lefichach ger v'yoved kochavim shahargu ne'eragim, which is mashma, that the ger is the equivalent of the Ovid kochavim. Ma Ovid kochavim. Lo shna dekata bar minei, v'lo shna dekata lav bar minei ne'erag, Avger lo shna dekata bar minei, v'lo shna dekata lav bar minei ne'erag. Omrif isa lokasha, Kan sharago derech yirida, kan sharago derech aliyah. Derech yirida di Yisrael goli yuna misagile begalut. Derech aliyah di Yisrael patur. Hu nerag. Amalei rova. V'lav kava chomer hu. Uma derech yirida di Yisrael goli yuna misagile begalut. Derech aliyah di Yisrael patur. Hu nerag. Elo amar rova b'omer mutar. Amalei abaye omer mutar. It's an onus. Now, in this, Rava and Rav Chista Razalatamayo, Diyatma, Kasovur Beima, Venimsa Adam, Rakhnani, Venimsa Ger Toshav, Rav Omer Chayav, because Omer Mutter, as in this case, is Karav Lemezidu. Rav Chista Omer Patur, because Omer Mutar is an Onesu. Eight Vei Rav Ola Rav Chista, Hin Chameit Tala Isha Shalakachta. Mala Bidei Adam? Bidei Shamayim. Dekadami Dekhtiv, Mechatoli, Nu, Vila Taimech. Vechatati Lelohim. We're trying to say that also means Elohim Vila Adam. Obviously, Dino Masrul Adam. Zachanami, Dino Masrul Adam. Apparently our God agrees. No, we didn't agree. What is that supposed to mean? Eshet Navi, who they had. But the law of Eshet Navi, you don't give back his wife. First of all, is that's become a God. Now, as far as your brilliant taina, the garment I goy kam tzadik daro, halu amar li achoti. Well, obviously he said that. Naviu nimchalamad achsanai bala ir aliskech lav ishtia shalimato klum shalimato ishtchazo achotchazo. But anyway, if anything, mikan shben or nerag shayala lemad v'olamad. Hasuma eno gole. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir omer gole. Hasone in Ogalai, Rabbi Yosef Hasone is even Nerak. Mimneshu Kamuad. Rabbi Shimon Omer, it depends on the situation. Yesh Sone Gole, Yesh Sone Shen Ogale. Zakwa, Kosha Yacholo Marla Data Ragin Ogale. Shalola Data Raga Reza Gole. Tana Rabban, Below Ra'ud, that's Prat Lesuma. Divi Rabbi Yuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, no, Below Ra'ud actually is Marva the Suma. My Taima, the Rabbi Yuda. Dichtiv. Asher yavad reo b'yar, that would mean afil suma. Ota below ra'ut, come to be mamayit now. Rabbi Meir below ra'ut is lamayit. But bevlidat is also lamayit. Havi miyadach ramiyot. Ein miyadach ramiyot, el al rabot. Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do with bevlidat? Is that not a miyot? No, it's a miyot about a mitkaven, not about a seeing. So prat la mitkavenu diata. Rabbi Yosef rasoni ne'erak. How could it be Nerag if Lo Atrube and Rabbi Yossi is the one who holds that Hatra'ah is part of the actual Eidut? Amatin to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chalafta. Tetani Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Chaver eno tzarech Hatra'ah, levishaloni tana Hatra'ah lelavchin ben shogeg lemizid. Rabbi Shimon, Omer, yesh sonegole, Natanya. Kate said, Omar, Rabbi Shimon, yesh sonegole, yesh sonegole. Depends. If it's nifsak, the cable breaks. So then it's gole. If it's an ishmat right on top of the guy's head, then it's no gole. Vatani Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo olam eno gole, anybody, ad shi yishamet, machatzalom yado, but a break is never machayim. So kasha nifsak, a nifsak, kasha nishmat, a nishmat. A nifsak, a nifsak, lo kasha. Haba ohev, haba sonev. We already said, nishmat, a nishmat, lo kasha, depends what you hold of Rabbi the Rabbanan, or the Girsa that we have Rashi, Nishmat, Nishmat, Lokasha, Hobo, Evo, Besonei, Nifsak, Nifsak, Lokasha, Rabbi Varabanan. Lahechan Golin, Lari Miklat, Leshalosh Bevar Yarden, or Shalosh Beretz Kinan, Shlemet Shlosh Harim Titnu, Me'ever Yarden, Vet Shlosh Harim Titnu, Beretz Kinan. Ad Shalom Nifcharu, Shalosh Beretz Yisrael, Lo Ayu Shalosh Bevar Yarden Kotot. Shema shish are miklat tiyena, achu shishtan kotot kiachat, umechuvanot lahem derachim zo mizo, shenema vetochin lacha derech, veshilashta, mosrinan shtei tabidech hachamim, shema yargeno baderech, vidabru elav, rememeir omer, hu medaber al yedei atzmo, shenema vezet dvar harotzeach, Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Yehuda omer betchila, echad shogeg v'echad mezid maktibin lare miklat, then beitin shochin mimin oto misham, מי שנתחייב מיטה בביתין הורגו, שלא נתחייב מיטה פטרו, מי שנתחייב גלות, מחזירין אותו למקומו, והשיבו אותו, הידה לעיר מקלטו. תן רבנו שלוש ערים הבדיל משה בעבר הידיים, וכנגדן הבדיל יהושע בארץ כנען, ומכוונות היו כמין שתי שורות שבקרן, חברון שביהודה כנגד בצר במדבר, שכם בהר אפרים כנגד רמות בגלעד, קדש בהר נפתלי כנגד גולן בבשן. ושילשתש ומשולשים, שיהי מדרום, בחברון כבחברון השכם, בחברון השכם כבשכם לקדש, בשכם לקדש כבקדש לצפון. Me'ever ha'yarden tlat be'eretz Yisrael tlat, that makes sense. Om Rabbaya, yeah, because be'gilad shechicherot chim, yichtev, gilad kiryat po'al ha'yaven, akubah midam, maya kubah midam, Om Rabbaya, okbim la'arog mifashot. U'may shlo mi'haygis demirchake, u'may shlo mitziyoid be'karven, Om Rabbaya, b'shchem na mishchicherot chim, dichtev, וכחכה איש גדודים חבר כהנים דרך ירצחו שרחמה כי זימה עשו. מה חבר כהנים אומר בלעזר? שהיו מתחברים להרוג נפשות? כי כהנים הללו שמתחברים לחלק תרומות בבית הגרנות. ותו לקב הכתיב עליהם תיתנו 42 עיר. אומר הבא, הללו קולטות בין לדעת בין שלא לדעת. הללו לדעת קולטות שלא לדעת אין קולטות.